Today on the Morning Moose Show, Tony the Tiger is so sexy, you've always wanted to do it with him. Or maybe some different cartoon character.
How come nobody said Mr. Clean? And my dog decided to have a whole medical emergency this morning. Thanks for the $300 vet bill.
Right before you both are trying to leave town.
I know, he's like, my parents are leaving. Let me trip on something.
Now it's back about me. Enjoy your moose tracks, Reginald.
Laser 103.3's Moose Tracks. All the best moments from today's Morning Moose Show in one bite-sized piece.
So a survey found that like a lot of people have crushes on fake characters, cartoons.
Yeah.
And so we want to know who you have a crush on, a cartoon character.
I'm surprised no one has said Lana Kane from Archer.
Oh, is that his girlfriend? Yeah.
Lana!
Lana!
Yeah.
And then I, of course, kind of have to have a crush on Archer because
she's pretty hot.
Lana is hot.
There's a couple bikini scenes with her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kind of Cheryl, too, just because she's crazy.
Cheryl.
She's like, you're not my supervisor!
Oh, is she the blonde, thicker one?
No, that's Pam.
Oh, okay.
Cheryl's the crazy one who can't use scissors. She can only macrame.
I know there's some hot cartoon chick that I probably did some rubbing to.
Okay.
But I can't think of her off the top of my head.
If you say Princess Peach, I'm quitting.
Is that Mario?
I'm leaving!
Is that Mario Brothers? Zelda?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I will say Daisy was way cuter than Peach, but that's not my business. You like that? I just tossed
your hair that's not there.
Right.
That's the same effect as if I did it.
Right.
Anyway, who's that cartoon character you had the crush on? Who's this?
Marcus!
Hi, Marcus!
Oh, it's Marcus.
I got a cartoon character for you.
Okay.
When I was growing up, young wee boy, Angelica.
From the Rugrats?
From the Rugrats!
God damn it, no!
Well, what can I say? I guess I just like a strong, authoritative woman. Who knows what she wants?
Yeah, okay. So, well, then you and I would get along, but Angelica was just nasty.
Was she you were a kid and she was a kid, right?
Right. Obviously, I think when you're a kid, you fall in love with the voice, you know?
Yeah.
So, whatever.
Oh, she was like the bad kid, huh?
She was the mean one. Yeah.
Who would always yell at the babies.
And there's Marcus thinking, oh, I can change her. I can make her less of a bitch.
She just needs rescue. She needs understood.
She just needs to take them pigtails out and then let that hair flow. And all of a sudden she turns into an angelical POA.
I
can say that because I'm a kid as well as her.
Pretty sure Marcus was like, oh, she could probably boss me around. So.
Yeah.
Well, see, I grew up, got married, and my wife is very authoritative.
Had enough yet? More Moose Tracks now.
So one in four people have had a sexual fantasy about a cartoon character. I don't know if I've had a fantasy about a cartoon character.
No.
There's been a couple cartoon characters like, yeah, all right, okay, sure. You know, some of you mentioned earlier Rogue from X-Men.
You know,
all those kind of comic book drawings are just borderline.
It's pretty much porn.
They're essentially nude, but they just paint on what are assumed to be clothing.
Yeah.
I thought Bugs Bunny, when he dressed up like a girl bunny in the opera, the Viking outfit.
Oh, sure.
Thought Bugs looked kind of good. Not ashamed to say that.
Now, here's one that I did not think about until very recently, and I have audio of it. From Mulan.
Mister, I'll make a man out of you.
So who, that guy?
Yeah, what's it, Li Shang?
The dude she wants to get with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like super, oh, he's so fine!
Ugh!
Ah, yes, Lord.
He didn't know what was dancing around and shooting bow and arrows in front of him.
Also, you know, he must have been a little bit bisexual because he was feeling Mulan when she was still Ping.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So that's fine. Ooh.
Progressive, diverse.
Hey, boo.
244-1033. Who's that cartoon character you had a crush on or you wouldn't mind, you know? All right. Call us or Facebook.
Yep, we're just going to leave it there.
Who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is Justin from Sheraton.
What's up, Joseph?
Justin.
Joseph. All right, Steve, what do you got for
us?
Jessica Rabbit from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
Okay, who's your second one? Because everyone with any sort of genital ever has said Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah, even chicks are like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's really attractive. Who's your second one, though?
Why not Betty Boop?
Oh, yeah.
You mean Betty Boop?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was hot.
Yeah, she was hot.
Hell yeah. She always wore that, like, garter thing, mm-hmm. right? Do I have that right, garter belt?
Exactly. She was always holding liquor or something in her hand.
Yeah. And she talked like this.
That was annoying. I didn't much care for that, but.
Me too. All right, Justin.
All right.
Take care.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Laser, hello. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Des Moines, Iowa.
Who are you?
Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer.
Who's the hottest cartoon character?
Yeah, not Jessica Rabbit.
Oh, man. I thought that's who I was going to say, too. How did you know that?
Because literally everyone says yeah. Jessica Rabbit.
She is obviously the hottest.
I thought I was the only one.
Yeah.
Like, even Stevie Wonder says Jessica Rabbit. Like, we all know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't have, like, another crush maybe on someone else?
No, I'm kind of boring this morning. Mm.
What about He-Man? He's a big, muscly, blonde, handsome dude.
Yeah, I'm not all into the big muscles and stuff.
Oh.
Oh, you like a dad bod. All right, how about what's his name from King of the Hill?
How about Roger Rabbit?
King of the Hill. Oh,
I like a dumpy guy who sips on some cheap beer while mowing the yard.
Get the full Morning Moose experience weekdays from 5:30 to 10. Now, back to more Moose Tracks.
I thought your dog broke his ass this morning.
It really did. And of course it happens the day where Tyler catches a flight at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oof.
So.
Why do you gotta leave so early?
Here's the thing. Funny part. Side note. So his flight is at 6 a.m.
He's like, well, I have to leave the house at 3:45. I was like, where are you going?
I know.
No one, you could leave the house at 5:15 and you'd be fine.
Well, he's like me. He doesn't want to be cut it close, you know?
Right,
he doesn't
want to
sweat getting the luggage checked and, oh, I got a half hour.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, get up this morning. I'm sleeping in the other bed because I hate Tyler. And,
oh.
No, I'm kidding. It's just sometimes I can't sleep. I go sleep in the guest bedroom.
Yeah.
I like the mattress more. Anyway. So Tyler's getting ready and he's doing his little like weird Thor voice when he talks to Thor. And he's like, you okay, buddy? Are you all right? And I just remember like half asleep saying like, he can't answer, you dumbass. So he tells me he's getting ready to leave. And I said, well, what's wrong with Thor? And he said, well, he tripped off the bed and he's limping a little bit. And then Thor comes in the room and he's not limping a little bit. He has his whole paw up. Walking on his three other legs. So I'm
the big baby.
I'm concerned. So, but he ends up jumping on the bed with me just fine. So I lay with him for like 10 minutes, get up, get ready for work. And I give him a little bit of food because our schedule's going to be off today because Tyler's not home. So I give him like half of his food and he doesn't come downstairs.
Hmm.
I'm like, oh, say what? He always comes downstairs for food. So I bring it up to him and he eats it like a beautiful little king. And then I was like, all right, Thor, come on, let's try to go potty. And he kind of looks at me, like, let's try to go to the bathroom, Thor. And he looks at me and comes downstairs all pitiful like.
Can you carry me?
And I like put ice on his leg. And of course, the dumbass eats the ice. So that was that was not a battle we were going to win. So I opened the sliding door to let him outside and he hobbles down the stairs looking all sad. Ooh. And then hauls ass after a squirrel. And I was like, Thor, you're fine. Get back in the house.
No, he's got squirrel adrenaline.
So then once he started walking back toward the house, he was actually like walking on his leg a little bit. And I was like, okay, well, I guess it just took a squirrel for you to stop being a little baby back beast.
Moose Tracks. Moose Tracks. Moose Tracks.